In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today, as we gather together for the first Eucharist service of the new academic year, the 161st year of Concordia Theological Seminary, we hear the words and the works of our Lord Jesus Christ. We hear about two miraculous healings and the contrast in response to those healings. But there is much more to learn from these accounts, much more to learn about our Lord Jesus Christ, who he is and how he works. We learn important things about our Lord, his sensitivity to human need, his compassion for those who are ill or suffering. We see that he is all-powerful. He has the power to release demons, to perform the miracle of providing the man who was both deaf and mute with hearing and speaking once again. And of course, underneath all of this is our Lord's great love, his love for all people, and that means for you and me as well. The people who saw the second miracle responded in a rather unusual way. Note this well. They were overwhelmed with amazement, and they said about Jesus, he does all things well. He even opens the ears of the man who could not hear and releases the tongue of the man who could not speak. But that's all. We hear nothing about faith or greater knowledge of the Lord and what he can do. Yes, there was amazement at his miracles, as we well might expect. But they were not ready to know Jesus for who he truly is. They were not ready to put their faith in him and realize that he can do much more for them than what he did in this miracle. Many people are very comfortable with this. They are slow of heart to believe. Their knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, their understanding of him, is very inadequate. One could say that theirs is more of a casual relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. They look for his help in times of trouble, like facing surgery, or an illness, or a personal or national tragedy. Hearing the teaching of the Lord, they do not accept it for what it truly is, as the word of truth for sinful and broken lives. Jesus calls us to a true and living faith. He is not merely a fair-weather friend whom we seek out when we are in desperate need or times of trouble. He is the one who came to this earth on a mission, and in his own words, the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. That means you and me and all mankind. Jesus found us, rescued us from the powers of sin and death, made us his very own, and by his crucifixion and resurrection, we know that we have his forgiving love, his gracious goodness and mercy for all the days of our life. And baptized into Christ, we are in him and he is in us. So in this world of sin and death, we have light and life. Jesus is the Word made flesh who came to be among us. He is present in our midst today, just as he has promised. He is present so that we hear his very word and receive his very body and blood in the Holy Sacrament. And empowered by the Holy Spirit, our ears are now opened. Our tongues are released so that we can not only see but also sing to the one who loved us and gave himself for us. He forgives our sin. He directs us to holiness of living. He conquered the power of Satan, and he gives us strength in time of temptation. All this from the loving Lord whom we hear about in today's word. I have many memories of this chapel throughout my life. I was a student here when there was a national tragedy. I know I'm dating myself, but I'm comfortable with that now. But when President Kennedy was killed, I was a student here, and if you were around at that time, you probably remember exactly what you were doing and where you were when you heard the news. I remember that this chapel was filled with all 400 students for a service at that time. Well, as you know, yesterday we celebrated the fifth anniversary of another American tragedy, that of 9/11. On that day, here in Fort Wayne, it was a beautiful, warm, sunny fall day. I was the preacher and the celebrant on that day. And I know that as the news of this tragedy unfolded, I changed my homily completely so that we could speak about the fact that heartache, tragedy, and changes in America and changes in us do not change the fact that God himself does not change, and he most certainly will be with us. But I thought it was rather interesting that after the tragedy in 2001, the news media immediately brought out various kinds of theologians, clergy persons, religious leaders of every denomination and stripe and religion to ask them questions. And the questions always seemed to revolve around these things. Why did God let this happen? Where was God when this occurred? Why didn't God intervene? Why didn't he do something about this? And those religious authorities attempted to answer those questions. 5 years later, on the anniversary of this tragedy, the media is asking different kinds of questions. Are we safer today, they ask the government now, than we were 5 years ago? Are we more secure in our nation than we were when this first happened? Our government has spent billions of dollars for greater security since then. But we know that this is still a sinful and chaotic world. Threats abound. Many people live in fear. I can't know how much safer we are. I think we are certainly somewhat safer, but I don't know what the future is in terms of this world and the worldly ways. But I do know that we are secure in the one who loved us and gave himself for us. He is present among us today, just as he always has been when we gather as his people. I do know that we are secure in the one who speaks to us his word of truth and offers us his own body and blood in the bread and wine of the Lord's Supper. I know that we are secure in the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "Not even the gates of hell shall prevail against his church." With that in mind, the words of the hymn writer are always speaking to us about our faith. As we proclaim, "On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.